Kumlen and Ablak Gemara. We are up to Dav Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. We're at about 20 lines from the top. Amar Rav Nachman. What we're learning now, we had a whole discussion about Rabbi Yehuda's opinion when he says Ad. Is Ad included, not included? And we concluded that when he says that you can daven Shachris until 4 hours, he meant till the end of 4 hours, a third part of the day. And so too, when it comes to Musaf, it means to the end till 1 o'clock, which is not till 12, but till 1 o'clock. And then plag, we said, plan me chitani, we take you all the way to an hour and a quarter before dark. Says Rav Nachman, and Nachman said, Afanana mitanina, we learned, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, heyid, in Masech Idis, we have a number of Mishnahs giving us all kinds of testimonies. He testified, Chamisha Dvarim, about five different dinim. Number one, he testified, Shememanim, Esaktana, that if two brothers were married to two sisters, the one sister, older brother, say Shimon, was married to, Shimon was about to marry, was married to Leah properly. Reuben was married to Rachel, but she was only 9 years old at the time. Married off by your sister, so she's only married with Rabbanon. And then Shimon passes away. Shimon had then Reuben has to marry Shimon's wife. But the problem is that if he marries Shimon's wife, his own wife becomes usher to him because it's his sister of his kuka. So therefore, we convince the girl, go ahead and walk away from the marriage, and all the relationship you had till now will turn into znus, so that your brother can rightfully marry Shimon's sister. The next thing is, that if a woman says, that one aide comes back and says, your husband died overseas, we want to help her out because Maguna, and she will do her own homework. So we rely on single aide. Normally, we don't rely on a single aide, single witness. Sorry?
The original wife should walk away.
Which case are you talking about now?
No, you said he should marry the sister, right?
You're talking about the first case. His original wife is only 9 years old, so they're not married Mahatera. So she doesn't mean she just walks away. what do you call it? Then case number three is about Tarnago Shanisko Bishalayim. There's a rooster that was killed in Yerushalayim. Al Shahar example killed somebody. It somehow smashed somebody's skull, and you'd have thought the Torah only talks about a shor, only about these animals, even a bird. If it kills a human being, the bird gets put stoned. What's considered wine, fermented wine, once it's what's a good proper wine? Once it's had 40 days in the barrel fermenting. And the last thing is, the carbon tomid in the morning, when do you bring it? The carbon tomid can be brought till 11 o'clock. In other words, 4 hours into the day. And therefore, and Rabbi Yehuda predicates his davening on the carbon. So we now know that davening is Shema Minah. And the Rabbi Yehuda writes that this comes from Shlomo HaMelech. All kings sleep in 3 hours. Shlomo HaMelech's wife, Basia, the daughter of Melech Mitzrayim, convinced, somehow or another, tricked him to sleep in longer, another hour. And he woke up, it was late, and he ran to the base of Midrash first thing to make a carbon. So we know that this is the day they brought a carbon on the fourth hour. Usually they brought it first thing in the morning or as early as possible. They brought it in the fourth hour. But what do we see from here? That carbon Tomei Shashacha can be brought in the fourth hour. Shema Minah Zaraya, that when he says Ad, is Ad Ubechal. Ad Ubechal Shema Minah. Omer of Kana Zarkana, Lochik Rabbi Yehuda. Carbon Tomei Shashacha. They waited for him to bring the carbon Tomei Shashacha, the king. Because in Masechta Idiyos they learned just like him, so the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. The shachar should be done by the end of 4 hours. After chatzos you can make up. Big machlek is between the end of 4 hours and chatzos. What do? You allow to daven. Some Rishonim hold you not allow to daven. Then it's like a state of hiatus. Others say you can still daven till noon. Maybe you don't get tefillah b'zman, but you still get tzchar tefillah. Says the Kama Shachar can be brought up to including 4 hours. Who learned the following? Following it now, we learned in a Mishnah. Says the pasuk that they waited outside. They had to pick up the mun every single morning, and then what happened afterwards? V'cham Hashemish, the sun would become very hot, venomous, and all the mun would melt away. You say that it's 4 hours. Maybe it's 12 noon. How do you know that after 4 hours, that's when the moon disappears? Maybe it's noontime. When it says a pasuk, kichaim hayayim, it says a pasuk. The Eibush revealed to Avraham Avinu, and he was sitting there by the door. Kichaim hayayim. Here it says kichaim hashemish, and there it says kichaim hayayim. What's the difference when the sun is hot or the day is hot? So the way Rashi, this is how Rashi explains the whole Gemara, that when the sun is hot means that the day itself is not hot yet. If you go in the shade, you'll find it much cooler. But the sun is hot. When is the sun hot? 4 hours in the day. The day itself is hot is noontime. You can hide under a tree. It's still very, very hot. So, Kechem HaYem, Amor HaMerkai, V'chem HaShemesh, V'chem HaShemesh, V'chem HaShemesh is noon, and Chem HaShemesh is 4 hours. Mani, who is that? L'chei L'loi Rabbi Yehuda, V'loi Rabbon, Ida Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Arba Shoyis, Na Mitzafri. Wondering the beginning of it. If the Torah doesn't give you a time, then always the beginning of that section, of that segment. When not beginning, the end of the fourth hour. When does it do we? Or the beginning of the fourth hour. When do we say that the sun is hot already? It's a hot sun. It's 4 hours into the day. Well, today we'll test it. Today's going to be 38 degrees or something. Tell us when it gets hot.
Is what's the man today? The 4 hours.
In. Good question. Rabbi Yehuda ad arba shoyis na mitzafru. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that not the beginning of 4 hours. He holds that till the end of 4 hours looks like a morning. It's not noontime yet. It's not the middle of the day hot. And you're saying the beginning of the fourth hour. Rabbi Yehuda holds all the way to the end of the fourth hour still considered tzafru. Rabbon ad chatzoyis na mitzafru till noontime is tzafru. Moshe says, Iboy is Eimer Rabbi Yehuda, Iboy is Eimer Rabbon. I can answer according to both. Iboy is Eimer Rabbon, and I'm crossing the Pasuk. It says the Pasuk, Baboike, Baboike. It says you should go collect the month, Baboike. It says twice, Baboike, to tell you, normally a Baboike is 6 hours. Here, dividing the Baboike 6 hours into two parts, and it's the first part that when you better collect the month because the month will disappear. Baboike, Baboike, Chalkeyu, Lishnei, Bekarim, it will divide 6 hours into two parts. Perfect. End of 3 hours, that's when the month melts. Iboy is Eimer Rabbi Yehuda. Hi, boyke, you say this is baboike, baboike, the extra boyke, lahakti l'shoachas. Normally, it's morning till the end of 4 hours, but when it comes to the month, the morning ends the end of 3 hours.
The boyke of the boyke.
That's right.
It's the first
section. The kuli alamiya, everyone agrees, however, v'cham Hashem is v'nomas, barbash, v'nomas, is barbash, 4 hours, my mashma, maybe it's noon. Omrav achva yakav, omakra v'cham Hashem is v'nomas. The way Rashi learns it, the stress is on Shemesh. Other learned words are venomous. Eze he shows Shemesh Cham, that the sun is warm, but the shade is still cool. Is that part of the day? Tfilas HaMincha Ad Erev, you could have Mincha till night. By the way, the Ramon in Shulchan Aruch says literally, you could have Mincha till Tzeis HaGechavim. The Machlek is a shame, if you could have Mincha till Tzeis HaGechavim, you could have Mincha till Shkia. According to the Rabbanim, who say that nighttime starts Tzeis HaGechavim. So till when can you have Mincha? So the Ramon in Shulchan Aruch says clearly till Tzeis HaGechavim. The meaning of Olam is, and most parts can hold, it is till Shkia Sechama. Still remember the Rimmon to the Rebbe came to the Rebbe in 770, and it was about 11 o'clock at night. And after Yechidus, he went to look for a minion for Mincha. The Rimmon, a very holy Jew.
He was a
Gehevni, yeah. Mincha. 29, okay, it's a main time, but it was man. Yeah, this is 11, but 11 o'clock at night.
I was once in 770 when the Rebbe was at the oil, and he came back from the oil 10 o'clock at night, and he came to the mincha, it was 10:30.
Yeah, so you have it. When it comes to Mincha Ma'ariv, Mai is a rule like Rabbi Yehuda or not? Ishtiki was quiet. Omrav Lamidi said nothing. Omrav Chizda said Nechze Anan. Let us see. Midrav Matzli Shal Shabbos Better Shabbos. Since Rav Daven Friday night early, Midboy Yom Shma. No, that look Rabbi Yehuda. How can he daven early? Must be that he holds Rabbi Yehuda. The plaga Mincha is when Mincha is over, and Ma'ariv begins. Tosis brings an eye from here that you can say Krishma in Ma'ariv even before Tzeis HaGechavim from plaga Mincha, and you are Yaitza. Other Rishayim, the Rosh brings from others. That's the first place, not here. But other Rishayim here and there learn that no, that Rav Taki omitted Krishma and Bichas Krishma. He just did Ma'ariv Shmonesra, and he did Krishma and all that afterwards by Tzeis HaGechavim. So he would add it up, not just he davened the whole thing because, you know, like the Yerushalmi says, but he repeated Krishma again later. So he would add it up, you bring me right from Rav, but the Rav Hunne and Rabbanon, not just Rav Hunne, but all the Rabbanon as well. Loi have matzla aduta. They used to wait for the later minion to daven Friday night. Ishmamin, isn't it a raya? That ain't halachic Rabbi Yehuda, the halachic like Rabbi Yehuda. So we have two opinions. We don't know what the halach is. We don't make any final rulings. Interesting. The Ovid, the Gemara says, therefore, the Ovid came out of it, the Ovid came out of it. Do whichever way you want. And most Rishonim say you have to be consistent. You can't on a Monday do like Rabbi Yehuda and on a Tuesday do like Rabban. If you daven Ma'ariv after Plag, then you should not daven Mincha after Plag the next day. The Me'iri, however, learns on different days you can do whatever you want. On the same day, you cannot daven Mincha and Ma'ariv. Therefore, if you're going to daven Ma'ariv early, you have to make sure you daven Mincha before Plag. When it comes to Friday night, it's a big machlekes. So many say, and Brother Amishmur and other places, that you have to make sure you daven mincha before plag and mincha, so maida could be after it. However, the others say that Friday is an exception, that it's not. We don't care about tarta de sasa, because on Friday night we encourage you to daven early because the mitzvah of Teisa Shabbos. And Teisa Shabbos overrides that. However, the Mishnah Berurah, it's fascinating. The Alter Rebbe says that in Simei Reish Lamech Zayin, you could daven Friday night early, and Nochanu, it's a good thing to daven Friday night early because the mitzvah of Kabbalah Shabbos. And I told you, Pnei Yeshua said, because the Evorim and Pedorim on Friday night were actually done earlier. But, what do you call it? The Vilna Gaon writes in Ma'aseh Rav, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, but not in Hilchos Krishma, not in Hilchos Shabbos, but in Hilchos Krishma, in Reish Lamech Vav, Olam Hei, and it says, it's better to daven be Yechidus on time than with a minion early. So interesting that the literature world who daven Friday night, only Friday night, I mean, the rest of the week for sure, the literature world who all daven early rely on the Alter Rebbe. The Lubavitcher Chassidim who daven on time rely on the Vilna Gaon, and this is why Shabbos is called Shabbos Shalom. Shabbos brings out the Shalom of the whole world. That everybody works together. There's no differences at all.
Well, there's a Lubavitcher edition of
Tehillim,
and it's, when it comes to Shabbos, it says Shabbat.
Okay. So anyway, Rav Iklil Beginiva, Rav once came to the house of Geneva, Tzoli, Damon, Shabbat, Shabbat, Vahimatsi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Lachay, Rabbi, 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 who was a Talmud of his Davin behind him. They say, Rabbi, Rabbi, finished Davin, Iklil, Poskil, Slaysa, the Rabbi, didn't want to interrupt him, walk around in front of Rabbi, to stand in front of him. Machlek is a shiny way to talk about going back to seat, or even stepping out the three steps. He didn't want to stop, go right in front of the guy behind him. Shmamin, that's last one, three, didn't from me, Shmamin, number one, Mispal, Adam, so Shabbat, Beder Shabbat, you'll have Davin Friday night early. Number one. Number two, Vishmamin, no, Mispal, Talmud, Lachay, Rabbi, your Talmud can daven behind his Rebbe, which you might think is like Rashi says, is Merzuk Yehuda, looks arrogant, it's not respectful. You're allowed to. Vishmami no. Also, Lava can negate Amispalim. We also learn from me, you're not allowed to walk in front, cross in front of those who daven. Talmud, what is it? Messiah, Mishra Levi, support of Mishra Levi, Mishra Levi, also Lava can negate Amispalim. You're not allowed to pass it from Amispalim. So, what Rashi learns is, talking about going back to a seat. According to Rashi, you're allowed to step back three steps, even though it goes enters the four amas of the guy behind you. It's only you want to go back to your seat, you know, because you're going to interrupt him and he'll lose his focus. Others say, no, you're not allowed to even step back. You have to wait until he finishes. And he's not so, but Rabbi Ami, Rabasi, Cholfi, Rabbi Ami used to pass by. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Ami, Rabasi, Chutzla, Arba, Amas, or the Cholfi. They were outside the four Amas. But Rabbi Ami, Hechid, Avrochi, how did Rabbi Ami stand behind his Rebbe? Not in front of his Rebbe or next to him. But then it looks like you're equal to your Rebbe. Nor behind him, because look, Mechzik, Yoyre. Or a taste it brings because it looks like you're worshipping your Rebbe. But Tanya level is right. If somebody davened right behind his Rebbe, nice and shalom the Rabbi, if you greet your Rebbe. The way Rashi learns is you greet your Rebbe, shalom aleichem, rather than saying shalom aleichem Rebbe or Moidi or shalom aleichem Rebbe. That's what it is. Or others say you're not allowed to even initiate. Your Rebbe, you're not allowed to initiate anything. If he talks to you is one thing, but you should go over to him and give shalom aleichem, that's in itself is a chutzpah. If you respond in not giving him the full proper lashon shalom aleichem Rebbe, and if you argue on his learning, if you say something you didn't hear from your Rebbe, machlek exactly what it means. Some say it means you say things for other people, but you don't say whose name it was. If it's your Rebbe's name, you don't say your Rebbe's name. Or if you're saying somebody else and you're not saying who it is, people automatically assume you heard it from your Rebbe when in fact you heard it from somebody else. So really you should say it in the name of that person. Or things you didn't hear the name of your Rebbe and you just make believe you heard it from the name of your Rebbe. Goyim l'shchina, different pshatim. L'shchina l'shetestalek me'yisrael. All of these things are grounds for the Shechina to leave the Eden because of disrespect. The Talmud Chavir Havah. He was not just a Talmud, he was actually practically a peer. And I'll prove it to you. the way he spoke to Rav. Okay, so you went ahead and you davened Ma'ariv early. Tell me, me Badla, did you stop doing any malachas? Yes, but didn't I stop doing malachas? Now he didn't say Mar or Rebbe. He just said me Badla. He talked to him like a friend. He said, Aye, there was chaverim. Yes, I stopped working. Said the Gemara, V'lo'ama mi bodl mar. Okay, so when you daven ma'ariv early, you have to accept Shabbos, and so on. I guess you have to light, if you're lighting candles, light the candle before you daven, otherwise it's too late. Big machlekes is if your wife has to light candles before. Everyone assumes your wife has to light candles before you, if you daven ma'ariv early. But it's not so pashut, because Rabbi Yenis and Steif writes in his Shuvas that you don't, she doesn't have to. Because, you know, we have a rule that the mi'at follows the rei. Let's see, if you're shul, daven's early, and even if you don't go to shul that Shabbos, you need to accept Shabbos early as well, because me it follows the right. But a woman are an am b'fnei atzvam; they're not slept along. And in fact, in Hilchas Nida, we have a whole thing over there. If she did not yet do, did not check herself yet, if she didn't do hefsek taida, she's allowed to do it even after her husband daven ma'ariv, because she is separate from her husband. And you have a very interesting Rav Moshe Feinstein who wants to say, from a different angle altogether, like a lateral thinker. He says, all of these things are talking about, you know, Friday night early, and you mekabel Shabbos, and you put it on your whole family, if you're doing it in order to mekabel Tzeis Shabbos. He says, today, the reason why people daven early is because of convenience. Yeah. No other reason. Nobody's worried about the mitzvah Tzeis Shabbos here. And therefore, it doesn't schlep anybody into it, and therefore, she can light afterwards.
It's also that he can be masna, he can say that I'm not mekabel Shabbos from your lichtzin, and I'm mekabel when I say baruch or whatever.
A man is not bound by a woman's lighting
candles.
That's
what I'm saying.
No, but it's all the way around. The question is, when he daven ma'ariv, does she already have to light before not? Is obligated her? Now, says you want to be bodul, you tell me you daven ma'ariv, you're ready no longer. You'll have to do melachis. Once he's paled Rebbe daven shal Shabbos, better Shabbos. Rebbe daven Friday night early. Even nichnas lemerchid. Afterwards, he went to the bathhouse. The yotzev. B'shal lepig. He told her something about dying. Hashchesheker wasn't even dark yet. So we see that after ma'ariv, he still did it. Go ahead and did them. Going to the bathhouse only gzered rabbanon, because they used to prepare the water. Before Shabbos, the water before Shabbos, you're allowed to use it. However, what happened was people started to prepare it on Shabbos, and they said, "Oh, we did it before Shabbos." Rabban made a gzeda, but they allowed you for a time to go to sauna. And then after a period, people started saying, oh, "I didn't go to the bathhouse; I went for a sauna." Really, went for the bathhouse, so they banned it altogether. So it's all midrabban, but he did it after davening. He went in to perspire. The kaidim gzeidahavim, therefore, but otherwise, ma'ariv is ma'ariv. There's a famous question that Chacham Tzvi asks, as a brief answer in Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Tzadik Dalet in Hilchot Erevin. The Chacham Tzvi answers, as you understand, Rebbe holds that Bein Hashmoshes is Ma'ateh, you're not doing any malachas, because maybe it's Shabbos, something Ma'ateh, twilight. But Shavusim are permitted. All Shavusim, means all these Surah Rabbanon are permitted during Bein Hashmoshes. This is a Rebbe. So he taka davened. And he said, how can davening be stricter than Ben Hashmashas? Ben Hashmashas are suffering the Torah. And davening is only, you know, we have Yuma Kabbal. So therefore, he says here that, what's the problem? Ben Hashmashas, Rebbe holds, you're allowed to do a bath, you're allowed to do all these things, only Asim Rabbanon. Even if he holds, you're not allowed to drive a car anymore, because once you daven, it's Shabbos already. The Alter Rebbe makes a difference between Ben Hashmashas and Mekabel Shabbos, let's say verbally, or if you mekabel Shabbos through davening. Basically, what Alter Rebbe says there is, it's actually in Shulchan Aruch, and then being in Kutzachan earlier, that is, if you are mekabel Shabbos verbally, it's as if I'm saying, I am mekabel Shabbos. It's on the person. But if I'm davening, then I'm taking the Shabbos, and I mean the Shabbos itself is coming in earlier. If the Shabbos itself is coming in earlier, then all Shavusim are also. It's Shabbos. If it's not really Shabbos, but I took upon myself to behave as if it's Shabbos, then Shavusim are mutter. And yeah, and plus, when it comes to Shavuot, you have to go to Tzerech Mitzvah. Let's get right to what are you talking about? Abai is shodolet Abdimi Baralavoyi. Abai once allowed Abdimi Baralavoyi lekabru Yisali. He allowed him to do a malach after davening. He allowed him to go ahead and put all kinds of, you know, smelling to baskets to burn sulfur, and then the smell, whatever the aroma, should waft its way into the basket after Ma'ariv. There they daven Ma'ariv. He daven Ma'ariv early by mistake. What happened? He thought it was already Shabbos, because it was very cloudy, it's very dark, and suddenly the clouds disappeared, and it was the middle of the day. The whole davening, he never wanted Mekabel Shabbos. So therefore, Taka wasn't Shabbos for him. Pretty much, that's all. But Tusami Hodeh, I told you, he told me, the reverse is, Omar Avidan said, everyone tries to work out what kind of name is Avidan. The guy was lost, so they say
Avidan
two names.
That's one of the
So they say that Avidan is actually two names, Abba and Don. And they just, you know, as a nickname, they bridged it together. Avida and Pamach is one of the Skasha Shemayim Bavim. It became very cloudy. Everyone thought it was dark. According to some, the version is Friday night, early. But this, our version is Metzoy Shabbos, not Shabbos. Then when Ispazru Ovim Vizorcha Hachama, Uvov showed us Rebbe Vamar, Hoy, Vispalu, Vispalu. Once you daven, you daven. It's still Shabbos, you know, the Malachas Chasashom, but you daven, you daven. So we see that we don't reverse what he did. If a community daven by mistake early, you don't have to repeat the davening. But, the way most Rishonim learn, but it's not Kabbalah. So therefore, on Friday night, you daven early, you realize it was a mistake. It's not Kabbalah Shabbos, so you can do all your Malachas. Other Rishonim learn that for Tzibur, since the davening is accepted, then they have to keep also as if it's Shabbos. But a yochid has to daven again. Has to daven again. Then he writes, "Amar Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Nirav, Tzol Shabbos, Shabbos, Rabbi Daven early, Rabbi Chiyah, Matzim, Tzol Shabbos, Rabbi Yishi, Daven Mitzoy Shabbos early. He daven Mitzoy Shabbos early. Teisha when he says it can't be Stamazay, must be a very compelling reason. For example, he had to go do a bris, and Machshichen Alat Chaim. He, you know, so he went early, and he knew where he was going. There won't be any wine available that night to daven Ma'ariv and to make Havdalah. So that's why he davened early. It's only pressing reasons he allowed to, and he made Havdalah, you see in a minute, but on Shabbos. But he still continued behaving as if it was Shabbos. He just davened. He allowed daven plag mincha. Rav Zalish Shabbos Shabbos. I'm going to go to the make kiddush or not. So there's a big machlekes over here how exactly it works. So we're saying over here, you're allowed to make kiddush on the kais. The Rashba writes over here, you're allowed to make kiddush on the kais, and with this kiddush, you can start your meal when it gets dark. In other words, that the Rambam writes that your kiddush has to be done a little bit before Shabbos. The whole idea of kiddush is to make Shabbos holy. Once it's Shabbos, where does holiness come in? It's really holy. So if I can't, ideally, kiddush should be made before Shabbos. Mind you, the Rambam doesn't at all, according to the Kesef Mishnah, believe in Tosha Shabbos. No such thing as Tosha, doesn't exist. And the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam holds no Tosha Shabbos Ma'atayda. Not clear what the Magen Mishnah means with that. But the Kesef Mishnah says clearly he doesn't believe in Tosha Shabbos. But yet you make Kiddush before Shabbos, because that's the din of Kiddush. Others say you make Kiddush before Shabbos. The question is, how can a Durabbanan, Kiddush before Shabbos, the Chayda is only Midurabbanan, because it's not Shabbos yet. How can we might see what your kiddush, Mr. Kiddush, Chidraisa? So someone who learned that Tosha Shabbos actually is Ma'atayda. Rabbi Yaakov Merlanish says that your kiddush Shabbos, that Tosha Shabbos is Ma'atayda before a little bit, but you can stretch it out as much as you want. So if you bring in Shabbos an hour early, the Ma'atayda Shabbos is now Ma'atayda, so no problem. Make kiddush at a time where it's Ma'atayda. Others learn that no, there's only a mashu and the rest is only midrabbanon. But the Mordechai brings in Pesach Megillah. From the Erzeruah, that from here we see that the Rabban can be Meitzi the Raisa. Not only, you know, if I'm Chuyiv, you know, if I already heard Shofar, I can Meitzi you. Even though my whole Chuyiv is Midr Rabbanan right now, it can be Meitzi my Chuyiv Midr Raisa, the wrong Meitzi the Raisa. But at least I'm the same person who will be Chayiv the Raisa in an hour, so I can be Meitzi myself, which is a big Chiddush. Because right now, there's no one's Chayiv Matari, you're only Chayiv Midr Rabban, and yet you can be Meitzi. And then regarding the meals of Machlek as well, you can be Eitzel Sudana, the Taz actually says, brings from Shalom, that you should eat a Kazayis once it gets dark. You shouldn't eat the whole meal before it gets dark, because Mahatayda, you have to eat three meals, and maybe you're not Yetzel Mahatayda. Kiddush, you can argue, like the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Kiddush is even before Shabbos. Another interesting Machlek that Rebbe Neville Nagon is, if let's say you don't daven Ma'ariv early, can you go ahead straight away and make Kiddush? And the Kiddush should bring in Shabbos early. Altareb says yes, and the Nagon says no, you have to daven first. Altareb says Kiddush also could be a way of bringing in Shabbos early. And other Rishonim say that that's a half an hour before. And a half an hour before Shema, you're not supposed to eat. But even then, Altareb writes, it depends. If throughout the year you always daven early, then you don't have a problem about a half an hour before. It's only if you don't, then a half an hour before you shouldn't eat. Another chiddush of shayim is if a woman lit candles, the same issue about the clouds. So many shayim hold that if a woman lights candles, even turn out to be a mistake, maisa of lighting candles is much stronger than a davening, and a maisa speaks volumes. Even if it turned out to be a mistake, it's still Shabbos and so on. Let's continue. Now, the only thing is, everyone asks. Taisa says that you daven maitav earlier on Shabbos. You daven maitav absolutely no effect. He doesn't have to repeat Ma'ariv again. Even though it sounds wrong, he said at Chanan Tonu, and you'll make Kavdol on a Kais on Shabbos, doesn't matter.
So what was he trying to do?
He was running away. He had to, told you, he was going to Bris Milah. You had to leave, you're allowed to leave Ben Ashmoshes to go to stop walking to go for a mitzvah or something really a deichik. But and he knew he wouldn't have access to wine later, so he made Kavdol now on Shabbos. Otherwise, you know, I'll do that. What was I going to say? I forgot already. Okay, let's continue. Every time I learn it, I don't understand it. I'm baffled. I'll tell you, let's see what the Gemara says. Rav Zayda said, "Name Rav Asi, name Rav Loz, name Rav Chanina, name Rav." Bitzad Omud Zev, right next to this pillar over here, he spalled Rabbi Shmuel but Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shmuel but Rabbi Yosi daven shel Shabbos be'er Shabbos. He wants daven early. To bring it out, you allow daven early. Kiyosu Ula, and Ula came along. L'cheda, all of these gemaras is an ayah that generally you should not daven early. Because if you daven early every day, what's a big deal to daven Friday night early? Faket, it sounded like every day they did not daven early. Yeah, every day they did not daven early, but on Friday night they would daven early because of Taisa Shabbos. So what happened was Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosi davened Erev Shabbos. He davened Erev Shabbos by this pillar to bring it out. Came along Ula. Oh man! First of all, Bitzat Tamrav. You got the story all wrong. It was not a pillar. It was a date tree. Bitzat Tamrav. Second of all, Loi Bitzat Amrav. It was not next to this pillar. Second of all, Loi Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi Haba. It was Rabbi Loza ben Rabbi Yosi. You got the name wrong. And not third of all, Loi Shabbos be Erev Shabbos. El Shabbos Tzoy Shabbos be Shabbos.
Three love dafkas.
Yes, exactly. Never said the Gemara. So who said we're talking about the same story? You're talking about a different person, a different place, and a different time. No. So my story is right, and your story is right. There was another guy called Rabbi Lozan Rabbi Yasi who davened Matzoy Shabbos early.
By a palm tree.
Maybe, brother. And Rabbi Shabbos, he said, daven here. What are you asking me? It's very difficult. What happened here? I don't know. And every time we learn the Gemara, and every time I look up to see if anybody talks about it, I just, I don't know.
You never saw this happen by Fabrein? Somebody tells a story and some other fellow says, doesn't Mr.
Yeah, but that's a detail. This is the whole, there's nothing in the story that's a common between the two. There's nothing.
That they dubbed early.
No. He had two sons. And one son lived the life of the year. Another son.
maybe they saw their father do something.
Who said that?
Rabbi Yosi,
yeah, number one. But apart from that, yeah. But if you say that, no, there's a basically there's a chalaf. But there's anyway, everyone had their own lives. How do you know you monitor them the whole life and you know that? I don't know. Talking about right, Tfilas Erev ain't lekeva. Tfilas Ma'ariv has no keva. Now we translate it has no keva means that you can daven all night long, but because we use the words ain't lekeva rather than all night long, is means come to teach you another din as well. This is how somebody's trying to learn. My ain't lekeva. Ilay madi boy masakul la. You can daven all night long. Listen to Tfilas Erev. Just say pashut. You allow daven all night long. El my ain't lekeva. Commander Omar. Following that no chiv. Tfilas Arvis the shoes. Tfilas Arvis is the shoes. And they want to say that the crux of the machlekes is if tefillas were the avos tiknum or tefillas were keneged kabbanis. If the avos tiknum, then it's a chayv ma'ariv. Why should ma'ariv be different than other ones? If it's keneged kabbanis, then ma'ariv is only optional, because if they had no fats and limbs to burn on the mizbeach, it didn't burn. It didn't happen. Rabbi Shu, Amr Shus. Amr Rabbi Zabai, Allah, Hidim Chaylach, Chayv, Rabbi Allah, Hidim Shus, Allah, Hidim Shus. But we told you, the Bahag says that once you daven once, it becomes a Chayv, so today it's a Chayv for everybody. And then we learned the Rambam, the Raibid, what's shot? Is it a Chayv on me or a Chayv on the davening itself? And then we have the Taisa learns that it's a mitzvah, but a mitzvah doesn't mean it's optional. A mitzvah means you have to do it. But if they have a good reason not to, then it's all right. They're getting more Shabbos if you do. Tell them how we learned. Famous story. Ma'isa b'talmid echad, a student, shabod lifnei Rabbi Shua, came before Rabbi Shua. Amalei tfilas arvis ashus. And the end of the story, the Gemara finally reveals to us who is the catalyst for all of this. Rabbi Shimon Yochai. I'm not sure why we even need to know who the Talmud is, but the Gemara tells us this Talmud is Shem Yechai. So he came over to Rabbi Shua and asked him, tell me, Tfilas Ma'ariv is a shus or a chayva? I'm a shus. Well, I just had an argument with Rabbi Gamliel. I said a shus. Baal lifnei Rabbi Gamliel, I'm a Tfilas Arv is a shus or a chayva? I'm a shus. Rabbi Gamliel, consistent with his view, said a chayva. I'm a Rabbi Shua, I'm a shus. It seems Rabbi Gamliel didn't know. I'm a hamtin achi kumtsu ba'alei treisin lebeis ha-medish. Wait till the giants in learning will come into the beis ha-medish. Kishenichnesu ba'alei treisin, when these giants in learning came in, Omad Hashar, he told him, Shinichoy, asked the question again. He stood up, Vishal, Tfilas Avris, Shusu Chayvi, asked the same question. I'm a letting Gamliel Chayvi. I'm a letting Gamliel Chacham, Kulm Yesh Adam, Shechayli, but Dovah, does anybody here argue with me? I'm a letting Abishu, a lot. Nobody. Amalei, Baalei Mishmecha, Amruli Rishus.
There was no maskana.
He says chayva. He just answered chayva. So he then he asked him around. Anybody disagrees with me? And Rabbi Shua got up and said no. I'm not sure why it had to be Rabbi Shua got up. No. Yeah. So Rabbi Shua said, but I heard in your name that you said a shus. Amalei Yeshua. Why don't you stand up on your feet and let's testify about you. Omar said, "Il moli ani chayv umeiz. If I was alive and the Shimon Chayv was passed away, Yochel Achay Lachmid, I could have denied it. Achshav shani chayv, who chayv? We're both alive. Hey, Yochel Achay Lachmid, chayv. What do you want me to do? To contradict him? He said, I said it. Hearing Amliel Yoishev Adavi sat in Dashet, and Rabbi Shua Oimid al Ragla, Rabbi Shua stood on his feet, at Shirinu Kol Am, until everybody started to talk, and Ba'am and complained. Ba'am Rule Chutzpis Hamatugman, to Chutzpis, who was the translator and the one who was the microphone." What a name, Chutzpis. The two of Rabbi Gamliel, and they told him, Amoy, tell him to tell him, please stop saying over Rabbi Gamliel said because you're embarrassing Rabbi Yeshua. The Omad, and he stopped. Ad, and the Amri, they said, at Kaman Itzaide, how much longer should we put up with the pain that Rabbi Gamliel is abusing his power? It's time to impeach him. The Nazel, Bereish Hashanah, the Nazel. And how much longer do we have to go? And now the Gemara lists a number of events. But as you're talking last year, interesting, always it was Rabbi Yeshua. It was only between Rabbi Gemara and Rabbi Yeshua, this rivalry. Yeah, that's exactly right. So last time when we had the calculation of Shchedesh, they had a difference of opinion. So Rabbi Gamliel forced Rabbi Shua to come to him on his calculation of Yom Kippur with a stick and a pekel to carry, which according to Yom Kippur, but I hold it's not Yom Kippur. Now you have to put it in context here. Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai, when he saved, when he left after Churban Shishini, he got from the general, he got 10 Yavne Chachmeh, and it was like, give me Shoshil to the Rabbi Gamliel. Give me the family of Rabbi Gamliel. So part of Yavne was to have Rabbi Gamliel, the dynasty, that they should be very, very strong. So therefore, Rabbi Gamliel exercised his power authority because that's part of the savior of Bnei Yisrael, that Rabbonim need authority. People have to listen. If there's no mashmas, then everything falls apart. Ishes chaveda chayim b'loya. You need to have a discipline. And then, then the story of Bechaydes, where Rab Tzadik gave barley to his animal to eat, and he was a kohen. And then the animal got a mum on his lip, and we know that we don't trust kohenim. So if a kohen brings an animal with a mum on his lip, we don't trust him because we say that the kohen inflicted it so that he can eat after churban. That's how they can do it. But Rab Tzadik was a tzadik, so they didn't distrust him. So Rabbi Shua said, "I trust you. Don't worry. It's kosher." And the Gemara said, "No, it isn't. We don't make no distinction between anybody." Now again, a third time. It's time to impeach him. So who should we replace him with? Interesting. We're talking about impeachment, right? We talk about who's going to replace him. Here, today, no one talks about it. Yes, exactly. Nobody's interested in replacing him. Look, Rabbi Shua, to put up Rabbi Shua, Balmais, that's not nice, because then you're really going to like stick it into Rabbi Gamliel. His adversary now becomes the leader. And will have and will punish Rabbi Kiva the less his chusavis. Rabbi Kiva was a descendant from Sisri. They bought him, shall Sisri be learning from Sanhedrin, and Rabbi Kiva was one of the descendants. Ella Nukmir Abulazim Azariah. Let's make a point of Abulazim Azariah, the Chochem, he has Alamilas. He's intelligent, who usher, he's wealthy, who asid, and he has yichas. Who chacham? Why does that help? The machshalei mefarav. Any question he can answer. Who ashi is wealthy? The islay lefluch the case if he has to bribe the king or give presents to the king. Af who also palach? He knows how to do that. We use the word palach, which means to bow down. Because basically, when you give somebody a gift when you have no children, you don't really want to, it's like you're bowing down. Who ashi leezer and he's the 10th generation of Ezra. The islay chus avos. He has chus avos. V'loy matzi onishle, and therefore the gemil has akpada. He cannot punish him. Also, Amrulei, they said to Nichla Lamar Levin, would you like to come now to Rosh Hashiva? Amrulei, Ezel, the Imlir, the Inchi Basi, a very clever man. He said, I'll ask my clever wife. What does she think? It seems like no. It seems like that. I said, yeah, on the side. Or after he left.
In the back of Shul.
Interesting. He said, let me consult my wife. And whatever she said, he didn't listen. So, what was the point of consulting his wife? Look what he says. First of all, he's a very clever woman. Ezel, the Amlir, but I asked my wife. Amr Leh, she said to him, Dilma Ma'avilach.
They'll kick you out.
They will eventually get tired of you, or they'll feel bad, they'll feel guilty with Dilma, they'll bring him back, and you'll lose everything. So, what should better to be? So, as Napoleon Lahavdil said, it's better to be a dead hero than a live coward. Amr Leh, he said to her, Lishtamish inish yom echad because of the mikras. You can enjoy one day a very expensive glass. But even though tomorrow breaks, but meanwhile you had that geschmack for that one day. I'll be a nasi for a day. It's worth it. You have no. You're only 18 years old. You don't have any white hairs. The Yishami holds that he was an old man, but you don't have any white hairs. Interesting. It didn't bother any of the. You had it Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua, all these great Tanoim there. It didn't bother anybody. He's an 18-year-old kid. Nobody. That's the kind of humility that they had. But she was smarter than them, and she said, I know that you won't really respect you. That who you only 18 years old, Israchus Nisab had the time to say Dori Khibarto suddenly had 18 strands of white hair. The Rambam writes in Pirshas Mishnah is that as soon as he accepted the yoke of Rabbanus, the weight of the responsibility of taking care of the community, it made him age straight away. There's no miracles there, it happens naturally. People age when they have a lot of stress. I'm like 70 years old. The famous word, you know, because he came from Shmuel Novi, so you add 18 and 70, and 52 is 70. So he became the leader. Just go a few more lines. Tana Oisim that day, so cool. That day, they removed the guard of the front door. They gave permission to Tamidin to go in. Say, call Talmid ain't kebari, any Talmud that is inside is not reflected, is outside the Yechad Beis HaMedrash. If you're not perfect in and out, you shouldn't enter the Beis HaMedrash. Ahu Yema, and that day, when he relaxed. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel holds that the Eichus is the most important thing, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah, as explains in Sichus, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah holds that Kamus is the most important thing. You don't need Ivy League schools. You need schools that can accept every Yiddish kid to come in and learn something, even though it comes at a cost, because it lowers the standard a little bit, but still every Yiddish kid should have access to a Torah. Ahu Yema, that day, Yitoysu Kamis HaSoli, a number of benches were added to the shul. It's an argument. Chadome, Yitoysu Abba Meir HaSoli, 400 benches. Chadome, 700 benches. He felt terrible. Oh, I deprived all of these young men from learning. I deprived them from learning. That night they showed him in a dream white barrels, because they used to dress in white in those days. The Malian Kidma, full of ashes. In other words, these guys, you know, they might appear, it's not talking about it, they might appear like Kamil Chamin, but inside they're Mushchasim. However, the truth of the matter is not so. The Gemara is actually saying that Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah is 100% right for opening the doors because they were all good boys. Ahuli yisuvedai to the achzle. The Mishamayim, they wanted him not to feel depressed. And Tana Idi is Boy B'Yoyim, and that day, two more lines. Nishnis, and that day, Boy B'Yoyim Nishnis, that day they learned V'chol Hechad Amin Boy B'Yoyim. Whenever they say that day, what day is that day? Ahu Yoyim Ahab, it was that day they opened the door. Suddenly he had a plethora of students. V'lo Hoysa Halacha Shehoysa Tluya Beis HaMedrash, any particular Halacha, they weren't 100% sure. Shalai Pishu, they didn't explain on that day. And V'af Rabbi Gamliel Lemona Atzah Beis HaMedrash. Rabbi Gamliel himself was so humble that he came to that day. He didn't, you know, boycott the Beis HaMedrash. He joined them and he joined the discussions. But no longer as a Rosh Yeshiva. Now he was just a student like everybody else. Equal to everybody else. Afilu Shoachas, even one moment. And we'll see tomorrow exactly how we know that.